Blog Talk Radio.
Great lineup today, but let's kick it off with the music. Welcome to Manic Monday. It's Monday night, and this is when the Manics come out, and we get to talk with Michelle Costa. What a weekend. We have some good feed talk. We got some good show talk. There's lots to talk about. But the chat room is filling up, so if you want to call in and talk to Big Brother, 347-237-5506.
Welcome, Big Brother fans. Today is Monday, August 19th, 2013, and that means it's Manic Monday time. We want to say thank you for being here with us tonight on the Manic Monday show on the Rad Reality Show Network. The host of the Manic Monday show, Miss Michelle Costa, always has amazing guests here on this show, week after week. And tonight, she wants to have fan night. She likes to keep her fans involved in the show. She likes to keep close contact with her fans. And tonight, it's all about you. So if you would like to talk with Michelle Costa about Big Brother 15, or you can talk about whatever you really want to talk about, just call in at 1-347-237-5506 and say, what up, Michelle? My name is Cherry Garcia, and we have Paul from Minnesota as well on air with us. We'll be co-hosting for Michelle, but we'll try to kind of sit back and let her fans interact with our host as much as we can, although we might charm in every once in a while. Let's check in with Paul and say hi up there in Minnesota, and then we'll bring up our host. Paul, how you doing up there in Minnesota?
What up, Cherry? Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, what up? Well, I'm doing well. Hope all is well with you as well, but that's all I got right now, I guess.
Well, let's bring up the one and only gorgeous Portuguese princess, Miss Michelle Costa. How are you?
I am fantastic. Thank you, Cherry, and hello, Paul. And I guess we can say that I am the Portuguese princess of Providence, but I guess today I'm the Portuguese princess in Brooklyn, New York, live. So
on location.
On location, so to all my New York people, hello, what's going on? I am in your state. The princess has arrived.
What are you doing there?
I'm actually here for work, and so I got here yesterday, and I will be here for the week. I'm going to try to meet up with Adam and JoJo and Monica and Stein and all those people. It's just that my work is a little bit strenuous, and I don't have a set time to end, you know, so it's, you know, I'm kind of in Brooklyn, too, so a lot of them are in the city. I guess I might be a little bit out of the way, but really everything in New York is out of the way, isn't it? You know, kind of, unless you can get there by 30 subways and 10 T's and all that kind of stuff. But I kind of first want to go and talk about this and very, very, very sad I am. I'm very sad along with, I'm sure, a lot of you guys. A dear friend of mine passed away. And if you guys all know Gia from The Bachelor.
Yeah, and I didn't know all that.
I didn't know that you knew her. I actually was going to talk about that. I wrote it on my notes. So it's kind of, you read my mind.
Yeah, I was able to spend time with her at a couple of events. The last time I actually saw her, not talked to her, but saw her, was at April's Mueller's event, which was the Reality Rescue, and stayed in touch with her and everything, and just so sad. I mean, what a beautiful, amazing girl, and it just so tragic. And, you know, I'm sure we've all heard that, you know, she supposedly, that's what I'm going to say, committed suicide by hanging herself. But I'll be the first one to say something smells funny. I just can't see a 29-year-old beautiful woman hanging themselves. It's just not, it's like, you know, like when a police officer of forensics and stuff, and they hear like, oh, somebody has kidnapped a child or whatever, they say it's white in their 40s and they're probably solo and they don't talk to anybody, this, that, and the other. You know, you don't normally put a 29-year-old in a category, especially a female, in the hanging part. You know, unfortunately, a lot of them do OD and cut themselves or whatever the case may be. It's just not, it just doesn't, it doesn't roll off the tongue. Not that that would roll off the tongue easy. It just doesn't make sense. And I'm just like in a battle, and I've spoken with her friends, and it's just been kind of like, what's really going on? And I really feel for her family. I mean, I feel for her friends and family, and I'm thinking about you guys and everybody here in the Manic Monday family. Is sending some prayers and thoughts out to everybody that is associated with that. So it's just, I didn't even believe it. I had to look at 10 different articles to even believe what I was seeing, you know.
I can imagine, you know, when it's somebody that you know and you've been around and you know her personally, you've seen her, you know, bubbly personality and that kind of thing. You know, and you've seen her success, and it's hard to wrap your mind around somebody who's had that kind of success, you know, having a depression of that caliber, you know, to do something like that. I find it a little odd myself. And, you know, you just hope that whatever happened, whoever's investigating will get to the bottom of it, and, you know, whatever truly happened will come out, you know. The, if she did do it, they'll find, you know, they'll find that out. If she didn't do it, they'll find that out too.
Yeah. It's just horrible that they have to not only deal with what's going on, but then now it's going to kind of start all over again or continue. And this is the worst part. It's like, you know, questioning everybody, you're doubting everybody, you just really don't know who to trust and who not to. And it's just, it's so, I cried and cried and cried and cried. I was so sad. You know, it's just something that we shouldn't be talking about, but that's just, you know,
fortunately,
I want to.
It's something that, you know, life throws at us sometimes. Curveballs get thrown at us, and we don't sometimes know how to deal with them. And it's really, really difficult when life throws us those curveballs that we are so unexpected. And, you know, that's definitely one of them that is a very unexpected curveball. You know, a 29-year-old beautiful woman that had everything going for her, you know.
Everything.
She was engaged to a football player that, you know, had great success. She had great success. She was gorgeous and had been on TV, had, you know, had a lot going for her. And it's just so sad. I pray that, you know, they find out what truly happened and, you know, that her family can be at peace. You know, they'll never truly be at peace, but I pray that they, you know, will find out what did actually happen, you know, so they know and can at least have answers, you know, true answers, and will know exactly what happened so they don't have all those questions living with them for the rest of their lives.
Yeah. It's just a sad situation, and I really hope that everything, you know, is a quick, they get quick results,
yeah,
just so that they can move on, you know.
Right.
But we know, as much as everybody else knows, this is a tedious thing. So the more, you know, you pray and think about them and send me thoughts and prayers, and, you know, that's all we can do. That's all we can do. And I'm sorry to start it off like that, but I had to just start it off with that, because it's been weighing on my mind. And like Paul said, he had it on his notes, and he actually didn't even know. Paul, what did you want to say about it?
Well, when I heard on the news that somebody from The Bachelor, you know, I think it was on ET or something, and I don't watch it that often, but I came across that, and I, you know, there's so many of the contestants that I forget about, but she was always somebody that I liked. I thought in all the seasons she may have been one of the most beautiful contestants that I've ever seen. I think she was on Bachelor Pad as well.
Yep.
And she did seemingly, from, you know, looking from the outside, have so much going for her. But there is a lot of things that people don't see when we hear stories like this. She could have had a chemical imbalance. She could have been bipolar and not taking, you know, medication. We just don't know all the reasons. It doesn't make sense at this point as to why somebody with apparently everything going for her would, you know, drop into a deep enough depression to do that. The other thing is the age. Normally you will hear about these kind of things happening to somebody younger, but she would have learned enough of life lessons to have sought a different answer to her problems.
Yeah, I mean, I spoke to a couple of her friends, and that, you know, spoke to her every day, knew, you know, and they were not aware of any kind of chemical imbalance, which she needed to take, you know, medication and stuff like that. But she did have issues with her fiance, and that's just basically all that I got, is that it wasn't a happy time with that situation. So So, like, I hope that, you know, with their findings and stuff, I mean, for you to go and hang yourself, okay, number one is you'd have to make sure you know what you're doing. Like, you know, you have to know how to tie a knot properly. You have to know, like, where to hang and stuff like that. And also, she didn't die right away. Somebody like her that would, I mean, I'm not a doctor or, like, a scientist knowing the angles and this and that, but, like, if she were to hang herself, she would have died immediately. She didn't die until, like, 48 hours later. I'm sorry, but when you hang yourself, like, normally you're dead kind of right away, if not within an hour, because you lose oxygen to your brain or you break your neck or both. So to
sometimes
live
they put
for
them
that,
on life support till the family can all gather in, too.
Yeah, but she was actually, they said that they were hoping that she made it out of it. So she was, it didn't make sense to me. Like, you know, like the time that surpassed after it.
Right.
It should have been
there,
like a.
Yeah, I heard that she was taken into the hospital in critical condition.
Yeah.
Was there somebody that discovered her? Found her?
Yes, her fiance. You know, he got there at the nick of, he got there at the nick of time. Isn't his timing impeccable? You know, it just doesn't. The whole thing doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense.
Well,
and
I'm
not trying to make
this.
Accusations. I'm just saying they need to look at the whole picture. Like, there had to have been like a noose up. There had to have been like just things going on that maybe at that point they didn't investigate because they brought her to the hospital because she wasn't dead yet. She was still alive. So until that point, you know, are they able to go back and is it going to be the same scene as when they left it is the question.
Yeah.
You know, it's just heartbreaking. And I really feel for, I mean, her mother and sister, I really feel for them. I just want to give them like a big hug, you know?
Yeah. Would you like to take a call, Michelle?
I certainly would, yes.
Let's do this. We have one of your favorite people.
Ooh.
Mr. Chi-Town Joe.
Yay.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Good timing, Chi-Town Joe.
How you doing?
Well, you know, we're talking about some serious stuff right now.
Yeah.
Is it something that you wanted to talk about, or are you wanting to switch conversations?
I'm going to switch a conversation, but today you were talking about an up and coming person person 29, the young actor Lee Thomas Young. He shot himself. And he's on Rosolian Isles, and he killed
Wait,
himself.
Who?
Lee Thompson Young.
Who's
African
that?
He's an African American actor, and he's got a major part on Rosolian Isles. And they're still he didn't show up for work this morning, so the studio came out and they found him. He had shot himself to death.
So did he die?
Yeah, he's dead.
Oh, jeepers! I haven't heard about that.
Yeah, he used to be on the Disney Channel, and but he was 29, and another 29. They had to shut down the production, of course, because he had scenes of film today.
And do they know, like, not that they know, but was there signs of some kind of issues mentally or?
No, there was nothing. And he didn't show up to work. And they waited a little bit. And they first called the studio, called the janitor / whatever you want to call it, landlord. He went in and he found him, and then the studio came over right away with the police.
Gosh, they're so young. I mean, and that's why, like, you know, it's like people always think the grass is always green on the other side, and you know, it's really not. There's so many things that people go through in life, whether you're a famous actor or if you're not, you know, or if you're homeless. It's there's just so many things that people always think, oh, this person has it better than me, that person has it better than me, and they always want to think that things are so much better. They always appear to be better, but as we, you know, see every day, that's just not the truth. You know, you got to really appreciate everything that you have and what you work for and what you achieve for, and not always think that it could be something better, which that's not a problem if that's what you're going for. But if you think that that's like a negative, like, oh, I'll never be that, you know, that's an issue. But, you know, true. the grass is burnt on the other side, too.
Well, you looked happy this week a little bit when you were in Narragansett.
Oh, yeah. I actually I had my vacation last week from work, and I am I have another nephew.
Yeah, I know.
That
picture was so pure, beautiful.
Yeah.
You know,
which one was cuter, you or him?
Oh, well, we're both equally as cute. Gosh. one of my BFFs, Tammy, and that's her second boy, which I'm going to give a shout out to Jonah because we don't want to leave him out. He's my little man. He always tells Tammy, I love Auntie Michelle. Can we be Portuguese and can we hang out with her all the time?
How cute.
Yeah, he's super cute. And the new guy to the family, 9 pounds, 14 ounces, 22 inches long, is Colby. So, really excited. I mean, I don't know if you guys looked at the picture, if you guys can go back, but can you talk about perfect baby? Like,
yeah.
Perfect. Like, a doll. So cute, and mom's doing excellent. They just got home yesterday, so everything is fantastic with her and him. So I had kind of like a crazy week, yeah. I got to go to the beach. I got to hang out with Stephanie, which she actually mentioned that she needs to call into the show because she hasn't since my birthday last year. And to spend a lot of quality time with her and a lot of other people and just got to kind of like relax. And before I knew it, I'm in New York. I'm actually like, hey, Bronx, where my wifey at? You know, I'm in the Bronx.
Hey, yeah. Michelle, remind me again of her little boy's name. Something is telling me that it's the same as Alyssa's.
It's Colby with a K. K-O-L.
No. Stephanie's.
Oh, Stephanie's Ryder.
Ryder. See, I was thinking R, and I was thinking Riley, and I thought, no, it's something different.
Very close, though, Paul. Very close. Ryder, yeah.
Yeah, I remember you were all concerned about going to Portugal when she was expecting, and all that worked out, so.
Yeah, it worked out good, so. So there was a lot going on this week, but, all right, well, Chi-Town Joe, you have turned the page. And we will give you the floor. What would you like to say? Because it's all about you guys today. I want to hear from all you guys. I want to hear what you're thinking about, whatever you want. And just to let you guys all know, before you talk, Joe, we're probably going to do BB spoilers, people, if we talk BB. So don't leave. Just suck it up and listen. Okay, great.
Yes.
Go ahead, Joe.
Okay. I couldn't write anything in the chat room because something's wrong with my computer, but I wanted to be the first one to tell you, Michelle, because I broke this story today online.
Okay.
The Glass House versus the Big Brother case is settled, finally.
Okay, so tell me everything, because I haven't heard one thing about it.
Well, you remember CBS started suing the Glass House last year. Because the half of the crew left and went, you know, there and all that sort of stuff. But it, then it dropped the suit because it was citing its poor, the Glass House's poor ratings. Well, CBS will receive a settlement in its claim that ABC's Glass House ripped off Big Brother, CBS said. The CBS said in a lawsuit last year that ABC's low-rated Glass House had employed several former producers and stole, you know, so many elements from the CBS reality hit. And it's kind of funny because it went into arbitration a year ago, but yesterday it came out that that CBS would will receive financial compensation as part of the settlement, and yes, and that through ABC and the Glass House producers were named as defendants, although CBS declined to say who would be paying the settlement, and this ABC declined to comment, period. Quote, we had reached a settlement in arbitration with the parties in the Glass House legal dispute, CBS said in a statement. CBS will receive financial compensation as part of that settlement. The producers have admitted that one of them used confidential Big Brother manuals in the production of the Glass House, and they regret for using that material. In addition, those involved have pledged not to misappropriate CBS trade secrets in the future.
I mean, that's kind of weird. I'll be honest with you. Like, okay, yeah, they were similar and stuff, but it was still at the same time kind of completely different.
Yeah, I agree with you. But they, you know? they got it. They must have got it through the arbitration that at least one person from a former Big Brother producer had used confidential material from the manuals of Big Brother.
It was probably costing them more in legal fees than it was to fight.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, they probably just conceded.
Yeah. So they said I remember this one, CBS put up that mock press release saying it planned to air series called Dancing with the Stars, and which competitors would dance on the graves of dead celebrities. CBS put up this mock press release last year.
I remember that.
That is so weird. You know, like, there obviously had to have been some sort of somebody disclosing that this person divulged secrets of Big Brother, because why would you admit that unless, like, somebody inside spilled the beanos, you know?
Yeah.
Like, because you can get around stuff like that and to admit it. But I agree with Cherry. I think maybe they might have just said, you know what, it's going to cost us more to deal with it. And what CBS, I think, really wanted was not quite the money, but to just have them admit that, yes, we copied you. Are you happy? Now move on.
You know, but here's another way to look at it. Do you ever think the producers of The Real World would ever file a suit against CBS for stealing their show concept?
Well, I don't think so, because Real World is completely different. I mean, they're actually in the real world. They're letting people in their house. They can make calls. They go out and they work. They don't compete for money. They're not winning at the end, you know. If they're not kicked out of their house by their fellow mates, I guess that would be winning. But, I mean, I guess technically, like, they say that Real World before, like, Survivor started was the first initial reality show. So, I mean, I guess they could go about and say that, but like I said, in the same aspect, things are completely different in hindsight. Like, we're locked away. We don't know what's going on We can't communicate. We can't have people come over. We can't talk on the phone. We can't, you know, we can't go out and work. Like, you know,
it's
so.
And it's not CBS's creation anyway. It's Endemol's from the Netherlands. Yeah.
That's where it started, sure.
Yeah. But that's interesting.
Well,
I did not hear that. Did that come out today, John?
Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
Okay.
So that's a lot of people don't know about that yet, so. You know,
where did you read that?
I got it through an organization called
a reliable source.
Yeah, a very, very, very reliable source. The
you
rap.
Can't say any names, or he's going to get sued.
Again, I got it from the rap. It's it covers Hollywood.
Oh, okay,
so,
we don't want you to get sued.
Oh no. Oh, God, they can take anything they want, but my TV and my feeds.
Well, okay, since we're talking about Big Brother, Joe, we've heard of, you know, you heard your thoughts, but, you know, we've heard you calling in and stuff. What are your overall thoughts of what's going on this year? Is it getting better for you? Is it not? Do you have a favorite? Do you care?
Well, I'm really depressed about it.
Join the club.
There is a blog written by Jeannie C, and I put it in the Big Brother room. And she writes a blog for Big Brother Whispers, and she wrote today that she's not going to watch it anymore and write about it this year. And she gives out the exact reasons why, you know. No cojones and all that kind of stuff. Nobody's making moves, you know, and it's just a poorly done season. And they keep on going back to casting. I would not blame Robin casting because it, you know.
Well, the final decision, it does come down to, you know, the executive producers and the producers and the producers, you know.
Yeah.
They give you a big kind of pool of people of different varieties and stuff, but I don't really know what they were going for. I'm confused. I'm, like, I want to try to understand, but the more it keeps going, I just don't get it.
You know, I think that, you know, Paul, I agree with Paul in the beginning of the season a lot with the McCray, and I was really, really hoping that McCray, because he had a brain on his head, and he was a feeder, so we know, and he knows a lot, he says a lot of that stuff in the house, but and he's usually right about, like, America voting for MVP. But it's just that nobody's got any balls, basically, to make big moves. They are finally making a big move this week. Spoiler alert, you know.
We've already discussed the spoilers, so don't you worry about it.
I reject that complaint about big moves because that happens every single season. People want big moves. The house guests talk about big moves, but they hold off on making them until the end. So that, for me, is common every season. So
they started off good, though. I think they were like, I was like, okay, all right. Like, they're getting out, you know, the moving company, moving themselves out. I was like, okay. And then when I got to the point, like, oh, my God, if this is going to get good, that's when it just went right down and
well,
I was just like, you know, like,
guess,
what is going on?
I guess I will be in the minority then because from what I'm hearing people say, because I thoroughly enjoyed this season. And I think I'm witnessing one of the best strategist players in Big Brother history in Amanda, and I will argue that forever. I think she is an amazing Big Brother player.
Don't get me wrong, Paul. I think that there's been a lot of excitement. I mean, I'm not going to stop watching it, not because I'm happy about certain things, but I agree with you. I mean, Amanda, still, I think she's such a keen player. She's amazing. And Helen, unfortunately, we're probably going to see her end this week. You know, you never know, though. Helen, she can politic her way out of anything, so we'll see how that works.
Well, they put Spencer up with her today. They put Spencer up with her today.
Yeah.
You know, they're really gunning for her. But it's just, you know what? Has it always been where everybody, goes with the whole house on votes? It's like a house vote all the time.
Yeah.
And again, like you say, Michelle, Amanda is really the one that's behind this. But, just watching, I was surprised they didn't show the wedding on Sunday.
I wanted to talk about that as well, because I watched that on the live feeds, and it was kind of fun to watch Brendan and Rachel. But let me tell you, what they put together for that wedding was absolutely fantastic. It was very well done, and it was also, there was some good and funny parts, obviously, as well. The scriptures that McCray wanted Andy to read.
Those are funny.
I'll tell you why. They do a lot of asking the DR for stuff, and the DR gives it to them. Like, we asked for, like, you know, like toenail clippers, we wouldn't get them for a week, and they're like, can we get costumes? Can we get this? They just like give it to them. And I think at this point they're just like, give them whatever they want because we need to make something good of this show. I'm just like, what is going on? I just don't get it.
They should give them more alcohol, because that's when it gets really fun.
I don't know.
Everybody says that every year, right?
Somebody should give me more alcohol right now, because what? I'm... Yes, Charlie, I'm sorry, baby girl. I heard you. I just had to put my 2 cents in.
It costs too much to drink in Manhattan, really.
Well, you know I stopped at the liquor store in Massachusetts, tax-free.
Yes.
And drove almost 7 hours with wine in my backseat going, I really like to have some right now.
Aw. We do have Kansas up on air with us right now.
But, aww. You know, I would like to say hello. One big thing. I'm really looking forward to Cherry being in Kentucky this Thursday and having them doing the show live.
Right.
Oh, thank you, Joe.
Live from Kentucky.
Yeah. She could use that time. She loves that up there.
Yeah, good for
Or down there, I should say. Down there.
We've been running like crazy. You wouldn't believe how busy Rich and I have been these last few days. Our flooring is starting to go in tomorrow, and we have just been so busy. It's unbelievable, between my mom being sick and flooring and stuff starting to go in the house. It's just been nuts. So I can use a few days off.
You deserve it, babe.
Well, hey, Joe, I know you told me on the phone that you didn't have too much time. Was there anything else you wanted to cover before you had to leave?
No, I don't really. Just that I want to say hi to Kansas, because she's coming up. And
Happy birthday to Alan Golden.
Yes, Alan Golden's birthday is today, and there were a couple other birthdays, too, coming up.
Happy birthday, Alan.
Tomorrow. Oh, tomorrow is a big day, because former house guest is a birthday tomorrow, Michael Daltz.
I don't know if I know him.
He's from BBH?
Yeah. His birthday's tomorrow.
Oh,
he was
great.
Number two out.
And then there's a couple other birthdays.
Joe, isn't Michael, who Andy talks about being from his hometown?
Yes.
Oh, really?
He's from here. It's my hometown.
I didn't know Michael was from Chicago. Chicago. Is he from the outskirts?
Yeah, he's basically.
I thought Andy said he was from Aurora as well.
He's from Aurora, but he lives in Chicago. And he takes the damn train to Aurora every day he has to, you know, teach. But Dunce is in Chicago because Michael Earl Cole's in Chicago today.
Is
I don't
he?
Know why. Yeah, because he sent me a picture of eating his first slice of deep dish pizza here.
Shout out to Earl in Chicago.
Yeah, they're all in town. I don't know what's going on, so.
Maybe it's a surprise party for you.
Yeah, I wish.
You never know. Well, I know Joe wants to say hi to Kansas, and I know Kansas has probably been sitting there so patiently waiting to say, let me tell you guys what the hell. Go ahead, Kansas.
Yeah, go ahead.
I know Kansas. I know my Kansas.
Am I on?
Yes, you are.
Good evening, everybody. Michelle, before, and believe me, I have so much to bitch about
this
season.
This is why
this
I have to stay for you guys, babe.
I love it. But can I start it off on a good note, Michelle?
Yes,
you're in my
off.
Favorite. You're in one of my favorite places in the world. How fitting that my
right?
beautiful Michelle is in beautiful Brooklyn.
Right.
Girlfriend, and I think you're going to get a kick out of this, Michelle. When I went there, I was the one with the accent. So I was the one getting teased. I think you'll love it. So it was always, how do you say coffee? And they tease me. It's not coffee, it's coffee.
Well,
and it's not
talk,
it's talk. It's not cherry, it's cherry.
This morning I went and I ordered my coffee, and the lady was like, okay, what do you want? And I was like, you know, I want my French vanilla extra, extra, extra cream, extra sugar, iced coffee. And she looked at
yeah.
me, she goes, what was that? And I go, okay, just cut to the chase, coffee. And she was like, oh, my God, I love it. And I'm in New York. Come on.
Are you going to be kidding in Brooklyn?
Seriously, people, like, I have an
I mean, it's been a long time since I was there, but when I went there, Michelle, I talked just like you. So when I went there, I had coffee, too, with my cigarettes, and I sat with my aunt and my uncle, and I had a great time. And I would talk just like, you know what's so funny? This is why I loved Big Ange so much. Big Ange was my Aunt Tessie.
Oh, I love
Big Ange. My Aunt Tessie talked exactly like Big Ange. She talked
Well, we
exactly
had Big Ange
like
on Manic
this.
Monday, so if you guys want
yes.
to go back in the archives and listen up to Big Ange.
Oh, I wish they'd come back on.
Yeah.
But Michelle, well, you're in Brooklyn, and that's family, and it means a lot. So that's the good. I wanted just to share that with you.
Okay, that was the good.
I love Brooklyn. Oh,
bad.
My goodness.
I'm,
I love it.
I'm afraid of the bad. Go ahead. Let us know.
And you should try to get a hold of Nick, because he's there. He's
yeah.
in Brooklyn.
Yeah,
and,
me and
Joe
are gonna try to meet up with him.
Yeah.
Brooklyn has a sad. There's a sadness there because my, you know, like I think some of you know, I didn't have a close relationship with my dad, but that was my dad's family. But my dad's family down there, I loved, and a lot of them are gone now. You know,
hey.
A lot of them. My aunt Tessie died really when she was really young. But, you know, there's wonderful memories from Brooklyn. The places, the shopping, Michelle, the clothes I would get, the prices I could get for designer jeans and whatever. I mean, oh, my goodness. I remember getting a leather jacket. Like, I don't know. Gosh, like a great jacket
now,
for like
Kansas.
$50. I mean, this is when I was, you know, when I was a teenager. But, oh, I loved going there. It was just like at Big Ange's. When you went there, it was family. The cooking, the love involved in the cooking and the family, and it was a beautiful thing. So I love Brooklyn.
Speaking of Nick.
I just wanted to share that with you.
Speaking of Nick, Big Brother's Nick, because you just brought him up, I am just completely dumbfounded that Gina Marie is still
oh my god
Oh, for heaven's sakes, Paul, this girl is wacko doodle.
You guys hear that their veto was OTEV, and she played in it, and they had questions about, or they brought up clues about different house guests, and they had to go run and find that house guest's name, as we know how OTEV has played. She has been whining and crying.
Honestly.
None of the questions that were brought up were about Nick. I mean, she went into deep depression and really...
It's ridiculous.
...sad, and it just blows my mind that that's still going on.
And he's still going to take her out, Paul. That's what baffles me.
He's
talking nice. I mean, I get that he's being very nice about it. He's saying nice things about her, and he did say he planned on taking her out, and I hope he knows what he's getting himself in for.
But he plans on taking her out doesn't mean, I'm going to put a picture of you in my HO. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm going to put your license plate that has your name on it and her name together with the hats together.
Oh, of course not. I know he's just trying to be nice. I don't think he realizes the intensity of her feelings, of her crazy feelings for him. She knew him for what, you guys, 3 weeks?
Well, in that
That's
house,
it,
that would
right?
mean the equivalent of 3 years.
My impression of Nick is that he's a very kind-hearted and caring
yes.
person, and I think
mm-hmm.
he will have a good heart-to-heart talk with her, because I think that's the type of person he is, and
mm-hmm.
he's not going to shun her.
No.
I go to the finale with a girlfriend.
That would be smart.
Yeah.
But then she could go after the girlfriend, so then, I mean, who knows how crazy she could be.
Well, I
she
think
could end
at the
up
same
going
time,
after the girlfriend.
Too, it's like, if he were to say something, I think that, you know, he's trying to keep everything kind of copacetic, you know, and doesn't want to really jar anything, you know, because she's still in the house, there's a lot going on, she's still saying stuff, and I think he just kind of wants to keep it cool. And
yeah.
Not bring too much attention to it, just kind of like he's kind of like rubbing it off, like, yeah, we're going to go out and stuff like that, just so maybe people would maybe leave him the fuck alone, excuse my language. But can you imagine what kind of messages he's getting?
Oh,
I can't.
You know, so maybe he's just like, yeah, we're going to go out, and maybe he's going to at that point be like, listen, you know, until she's able to defend herself, I don't think he wants to kind of throw anything out there and make a bigger issue of it and have more messages than he's already got.
And
right.
She's got a lot of problems when she comes out of the house, too.
Oh, boy, does she.
Yeah.
Goodness.
I mean,
many
you know,
of them
family.
Do. I mean, she's not the only one. There's a lot of them that are going to have a lot of problems, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yes,
I think a lot of
especially
the,
now.
Yeah, I think a lot of the Big Brother house guests that have left the season that are out now have been rather very quiet.
Yeah.
Kind of keeping mm-hmm. their comments and their thoughts and kind of keeping everything on a level playing field, level, you know, kind of like just like, okay, yeah, everything's great and dandy. Because I think they've been told, like, just kind of be careful
lay
what
low.
You say.
Yeah,
yeah, kind of be on the down low a little bit. Just lay low. Because there's going to be so much. I mean, I don't know if you guys heard, but I've been told by many people that Spencer's actual company that he works for, and let me tell you, every time Spencer makes a speech, it's like nails going down a chalkboard when he says, I like to thank my train company, and I want to be like, they fired your ass, and they called the police on you, like, shut the hell up.
Yeah,
that's
painful to watch, because he really doesn't know, have a clue.
I know, I feel like, not bad because he put himself in a position, but so bad because he's making himself look like a bigger fool and he doesn't even know
right.
it. And you can tell by the audience, they're just like, oh my God. Like,
yeah.
I think that the audience has been like, they've been putting them, like, before the show is live, like, please, if you have nothing nice to say, just don't say anything at all. Like, keep the oohs and ahs to yourself. Like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know what's going to happen when one of the three comes out of the house. Will they clap? Will they boo? Or will there be silence?
Will Julie Chen or the producers allow the finale crowd, when they bring out some of these people, to boo them? Will they let that happen?
I don't know. I mean, they can warn them. They can say things, but you know, but we will have to see. It's something to look forward to in a way. I do, for all that's going to happen to Spencer when he gets out, he will have left the Big Brother house with the record of most times on the block, because I don't think he'll be in the final two. Right now he's been on the block 6 times, which is tied with a bunch of people for most times on the block, and the next time he'll break the record. So he'll have that to hang his hat on.
Yeah, it's true.
And you know what's sad, you guys? If Erin was not the disgusting little racist that she is, I would so be rooting for this girl right now.
Mm. Yeah.
If she wasn't what she was, I think she's the best. I mean, Paul, I'm going to, and I love you, Paul, but man, do I have to disagree with you on the whole Amanda thing.
I interrupt your Kansas. I will interrupt before you say anything, because I know you don't watch the feeds, and I watch Amanda, and she is watching her. She is just an amazing strategist, and I know where you were coming from, but go ahead.
Can I tell you what disgusts me the most with Amanda? And I have to lump McCray in this too.
Kansas,
before you say anything, Joe needs to go and he wants to say bye.
I do want to say bye. And just let you know, Amanda does have a yeast infection today.
Oh, bummer.
So they're gonna make cookies,
They're gonna make what? You're so fucking nasty.
That's going to be your parting words? Come on.
Hey, got you guys to laugh.
That's wonderful.
That's awesome, though, Joe. Well, she's not pregnant, right? Joe, she's not pregnant, right?
It's got to be better than those slop cookies they're making.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, yeast makes things rise. So, hey, McCray, make it rise. Sorry. See, you made me bad. You're like a bad influence, Joe.
Oh my goodness.
God. But I do have to go, and I do want to say goodbye to everybody. Paul, I'll be with you, everybody, on Thursday. I'm really looking forward to Cherry's coverage on Thursday in Kentucky with
Cherry Live.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
Yeah. Hunt down Rob Terry.
And lots of reality stars.
Yeah, see if you can find Rob Terry while you're out there. He should be home. He's in Louisville. You, Michelle, knows him.
Who?
Rob Terry.
Rob Terry?
Yeah, he used to wrestle with Jesse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know who I'm talking about.
I feel
right?
like I know a lot of Rob Terrys, though. I feel like there's a couple of Rob Terrys.
No, it's a Rob Terry.
Yeah. Though I don't know a lot of yeast infections, but that's pretty good.
That's
I'm glad I know.
But I do have to go. I only have 5 minutes. So I'll talk to you soon. See you next Monday, Michelle. And see everybody else on Thursday. Bye-bye now.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you for the laughters.
Yeah, that was funny.
That was good.
Funny. Love you, Joe. Yeah. So what were you going to say, Kansas? You want to say something?
This is my reasoning with Amanda, because this is what I keep seeing. And I hear other people saying this too, so I'm not the only one. I can't stand seeing the two of them laying around all the time. This is all I see. The two of them are either lying in the HOH bed or another bed or a hammock. Her hands are all over his face. It's just they're really making me sick to my stomach. And these idiot house guests that would actually listen to them kills me too. I mean, how she can think that she's a boss? She's whole. First of all, she hasn't won jack crap, and I'm sure Caitlin's having a nice little laugh because the big thing was, oh, we have to get Caitlin out because she's going to do good, and we can keep Aaron because she won't win. And look what's happening. And Caitlin, and what were Caitlin's final words? I hope it comes back to bite them all, and I hope Aaron takes the whole thing and wins it, guys. This could seriously happen. Aaron is playing a damn, and I can't stand the girl. Believe me, it kills me because I would love to root for her. I think she's playing the best damn game. Truthfully,
whoa.
She's winning the competitions. She's at least doing things. She's at least getting blood on her hands and doing things. More than
whoa.
I can say for a lot of these other ones. And what's Amanda do? And then the Cray throws the damn, he throws the damn HOH for her. And that was obvious, you guys. You saw that. He let her. He tried to get her to win that. And then Aaron ends up winning it. And then she's crying again. I mean, this bothers me about Amanda and Alyssa also. These big babies, they're terrible sports. And then they go off in corners and cry. Alyssa's ready to quit the whole – that kills me too. I'm going to just leave. I'm not going into the jury house. I'm just going to go home. And then all of a sudden now she wins. Now she's back in the game.
Or she's in the jury house. Like, okay,
yeah, she's not going to go to the jury house now.
Yeah, but you're in the Big Brother house. You're still away from your family. You're in the jury house. You're still away from your family.
Right.
So what's the difference? Like, if you're going to leave,
she's being because she wants to win. Because the whole thing with her is she wants to either win the money or she doesn't want to be there. And the bottom line is she's very wealthy, from what I gather. So she really does not need this money. Because this is where a lot of the house gets her upset about it, too. And, I mean, and the fact of where there's – and it's true when they're angry, when they say there's so many people that want so badly to be on this damn show – and here's Alyssa being treated like a queen. And you know she's getting paid more than everybody else to be on this damn show. Why was she cast? Because she's Rachel's sister. Basically, she's a crap player. She's awful to watch.
Let's go to Amanda first. The thing with Amanda is I'm going to say two things.
Okay.
Number one is she hasn't won anything, but yet she has never been evicted or put up on the block besides MVP. Okay.
Stupidity of the, and that's the stupidity of the house guests.
Okay, that's the house.
These are not good players.
That's the stupidity of the house because, number one, if at this point in time in the house, couples need to be gone. Like Alyssa
and
Helen.
She should have been, exactly.
They should be gone. Number two,
right.
The fact that she hasn't won anything and she's been able to do that, that's great. Okay. And then the fact is that there's nothing to do in that house but to lay around and freaking pop somebody's pimples on their back. That's just
not like this. That's all they do. And she's always all over him and her hands all over his face. And it's nauseating.
They're always yelling. I mean, they're like.
It's disgusting. They're gross. They're a yucky couple to watch. I'm so sick of it, the whole thing.
I'll be honest with you, I don't think Aaron's going to win. Because
she could,
if Big Brother has anything to do with it, and if they want to save themselves, they really.
But Amanda's
need to
showing
come up
herself
with some,
as a racist now too, and America hates
Aaron
her.
Out fucking power, because then I will be honest with you. I think that there would be people that say they will never watch it again, and that's for sure. That's not a
There's
going to
be people that would say that if Amanda won, though, too. Because Amanda's viewed the same as Aaron. Yes, she is. She's viewed the same as Aaron right now. She
is hated
right now.
Yeah, she's hated. She's hated
and
along
she's looked
with
at as
a lot
and
of
And she's looked at as a racist, just like Aaron is. Just like Aaron, she looked at it that way.
And
Gina Marie.
Yeah, and Spencer.
Absolutely.
So it's right now
and,
it seems
right,
like half
all of
the
them.
House. Half the house is hated, and then there's Alyssa who wants to quit because
She thinks that the jury house is different than the Big Brother house, which is the same thing. You're still locked in the house. What's the difference between your family if you were in there or not?
I'd love to know if the Brenshaw fans are still behind her because she's looking like an idiot.
I think they're just kind of behind her.
I will have to say this, and we do have another caller that's been on hold, but I will have to say this, that I agree with many of the house guests. If we get to finale night and Alyssa gets voted America's favorite player because of ballot stuffing or whatever happens, that will be a joke.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but we all know what's going to happen. I mean, can we all just state it now, what's going to go down? We already know. We already have a feeling what's going to happen, and that's just the way it is. I mean, unfortunately, that's the way the cookie crumbles. My mom said, Mama Costa, give a shout-out to Mama Costa.
Hi, Mama Costa!
That if Alyssa wins, she is done with Big Brother.
I hear you.
She's done.
I'm really hating it right now, too, Michelle. It's not the Big Brother that I knew and loved.
Yeah, she's
this is not the Big Brother that we loved.
Well, she says that, you know, there's a lot of people that are really messed up in the house, but she doesn't like rigging. She doesn't like, I said, Mom, listen, you can be the strongest, you can be the most liked, you can be the best at competitions, but Big Brother has always been expected and expected. But when they do certain powers to allow somebody to stay or go knowingly and kind of make me as a person, like, think that I'm going to, like an idiot. Like, I'm not an idiot. We know what you do. Can you be a little bit more kind of like lackadaisical about it instead of just throwing it in our face and making us feel like idiots? We know what you're doing, Big Brother. We know. But come on. Like, my mom is like, I am going to be done. And she's like, that's it, unless you go on All-Stars.
Mm-hmm. Want to know my fear, though, with Big Brother All-Stars, though, Michelle? They're going to put on all the people that we've seen a million times. I'm so afraid that they'll pick a couple people from your season, Michelle, and I'm afraid it's going to be like Dan in Memphis. And if we had our choice, I think the majority of us would pick you and Rennie, because that's who I'd love to see. If I could pick two people from your season, that's who I'd like. I don't want to see Dan again. I really don't want to see Brenshaw again or Jeff and Jordan. I've seen enough of them.
I'd really like to see a second chance for people. I think they know that they're going to have to maybe put one or two of them, like those Jeff and Jordan, Brenshaw, or they're going to have to put one or two of them. They're going to have to bring, like, people out of the woodwork in order for them to grasp everybody. They need to get everybody because they, in a whole, have torn down a lot of what people have thought and have followed and have backed up Big Brother. They need to come out. They need to get this person. Like, I think they're going to really go crazy this year, and I really think that they're going to pull stuff out of the woodworks that's going to probably shock people, because if they don't, then, I mean, at this point, like, I don't really know what they're planning on. I would love
it
to be me.
It's just been one disappointment after the next.
I would love it to be me, but I want them to bring back, like,
Monica.
You know,
yeah, I'd love to see her again. Yeah,
like me. Like, I got
you and Rennie from your season.
You guys. What people
Sheila
want to
Kennedy.
See.
I'd like to see Sheila again.
Yeah.
Sheila was a howl.
Girls, about 5 minutes ago, I said we had another caller. I don't know if you heard me say that or not.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I tried to
bring him on, baby.
We muted you, Paul. Thank you for letting us know, though.
Sorry, Paul.
Just kidding, Paul.
I tried earlier, too. Okay. Let's bring her up.
All right, Kansas, that was a nice way of Paul saying, you got to go, girl.
Do I have to go?
We've got Miss Jody on the air with us. Hi, Jody.
Hey, how is everybody?
We're good.
Hi,
how
Jody.
Are you, sweetie?
Hi. You know, Paul pretty much touched on everything that I wanted to say, and Kansas touched on a lot that I wanted to say. But, you know, I want to talk about something. I can't watch the feeds anymore. They make me sick.
Yeah.
Literally,
what is it that just boils
stomach.
Your water, girl?
I'm going to tell you, the most is Spencer and the sex talk. You know, I'm not a prude. I have never considered myself a prude. I feel like I'm a prude. I am like, I just can't get it in my mind of all this sex talk, and nobody says anything. That's what bothers me the most, is none of them open their mouth and say anything. You know, the discrimination, you know, it bothers them, but they just overlook it.
Exactly.
It's just like, you know, you don't have to have a fight about it, but be more
say
vocal
something.
And say something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's driving me crazy. It has just literally drove me crazy. I try to watch the feeds. I turn them on. I read every word on Twitter. I follow, you know, I don't miss a thing because I'm following along. But as soon as I turn it on, I got to turn it off. It just, it drives me crazy. And I love Erin as a player. I don't love her mouth.
Right.
I don't love, and I would root
exactly.
for her.
She
is amazing. Her mind is amazing. She knows that game inside and out, I think, better than McCray. And Amanda, I love to watch Amanda's mind work. She's two steps ahead of everybody in that house. And I enjoy that part of Big Brother. And you know what? I'm a Big Brother fan through and through for years and years. Bad seasons, good seasons. You know, I was furious when Evil Dick won. I didn't like it, but I liked Evil Dick as a person. You know what I mean? So it never stopped me. I never thought, oh, my God, I don't think I'll ever watch Big Brother again because Evil Dick won. I'm not that kind of a person. But these people, if they get people like that next year, are the new people that are going to come in think that they can get away and will they put up with it? Is what I want to know.
If anything, they're probably going to be like very cautious of what they say and do. I think they're going to be more, if they watch Big Brother, they're going to want to try to do opposite, I would hope.
Well, I would like to think that, Michelle, but as I watch some of these house guests, a lot of them really, even though they say they're fans, they're not as big of fans as all of us internet people are. But
exactly.
I would wonder if CBS would put something in the Big Brother rule book that they could get some kind of penalty if they, you know, talk that way, if they make racial comments. Once, let me just say this. For the most part, once Erin got a really good sense that she was being portrayed as a racist, she has been more careful about what she says. And if Big Brother put in the rule book something along those lines for next season, I would hope that if these people are like that in their real life, that they would be more aware of what they say. And that goes for Spencer as well. I'm not going to say it all about Erin, but things
I
like
that. I don't think
maybe,
that they should have to do that, Paul. I don't think
well,
that
don't,
you have to put a rule
either,
in that says,
protect,
if you're racist, if you say messed up things that you get taken out, you get a penalty. It shouldn't be stated in, you know,
But Michelle, can I say something? You know, I follow Africa. I watch the Netherlands. I watch Australia, and I watch BB UK. And those four, they do not put up with racist or violence. I mean, they just don't. If you get a warning, if the warning don't work and you do it again, you get thrown out. So I don't understand why they're all run by Endemol. Why doesn't the United States have any kind of a rule like that?
I don't know.
Yes, to do what's called vetting the contestants. And what that means is they do a check to see if they have the personality to do these kind of shows. If they have the kind of personality, which, you know, if they are if they have a racist, you know, background, or if they have, you know, a background that proves that they have, you know, homophobia in their background, or if they, you know, have background that shows them to be violent, or any of that. It's called vetting the contestants. And if they don't, they haven't vetted these contestants at all. And a friend of mine and I have talked about this at nauseam. I mean, we've gone over this in great length. And it doesn't appear that they have vetted these contestants at all. And they've gone after they wanted to place them in this, like, criteria that they built, and they've gone out and searched for this person that they felt would fit this mold that they set up, but they didn't vet them to see if they were going to have this background that was going to come out on TV. And it did. And now, you know, they're reaping, you know, the consequences of it, and having to put up these disclaimers, and all these people are losing their jobs. And if they would have just vetted these people before they put them on TV, that could have all been avoided. But
all right, what questions would they ask them to reveal that about them, Sherry?
They actually ask family and friends. They actually call your family and friends.
They go to family and friends and find out from family and friends if they have ever heard them use these words, or if they've ever seen this in their background, or, you know, there's a way that they vet people, and it isn't by asking them as a person. It's by going to friends, family, schools, that kind of thing.
Bosses, employees,
right,
exactly. Stuff like
so
that.
Michelle,
yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And
yep, because I got a lot of phone calls after that. I'm like, what are you talking about? The Peace Corps does that? I said, wow.
So the Peace Corps vetted you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, they
don't vet them by
going to everybody they've had contact with in past years.
Now, I got a question. Now, this just came out, like, in the past few days, and I don't know if this is correct or not. I think one of you guys will be able to answer it, but I heard that actually Spencer's train company that he worked for was actually the ones who called the police about his child pornography comments. And is that true? Am I off? Am I on? Is it lies?
I read that, but, you know, I'm taking it that it's true because it was reported by several agencies that it was true.
So this is the first time that they've heard him say stuff, because I can see Spencer being the way he is in that house, outside the house.
Me too.
I don't know if this train company is trying to cover their ass and not want to be associated with it, but I'm sure that he's talked about, like, Jody, you actually talked about, he talks a lot about sex and how, you know, he fucked this girl and did this and did that, and, you know, so he's not a person who isn't very quiet about what his thoughts are. So do I think he's involved in child pornography? No.
No.
No. Did he make comments that probably were extreme? Yes. But do you think that the train company is just trying to cover their own ass by saying, listen, when, you know, we don't want to be associated with him or any of his comments, and then if he's saying this, then they're going to think that he's saying it during work, and we don't want to have anybody, because I heard they investigated him for child pornography.
Right. But, you know, Paul, let me ask you, in the very beginning, I'm going to say around the third week of Peach, they were outside, and he said something about Shock TV, and it was the first time that he referred to something that was so off limit, and I can't even remember what it was. So I heard him say Shock TV. So when he did that thing with the joke to McRae with the whatever he said into the, you know, when McRae was in the shower and he took his microphone. So I started wondering, you know, does he do this stuff just to shock everybody?
There is something that I missed at when it first started, and I don't know if this is what you're referring to, but several times the house guests have asked him to, and he changes his voice and talks like this, and he says off the wall crazy things, and some
right.
of the other house, some of the other house guests try to do the same thing. It's kind of like a bit that he started early on, and I don't know if that was his creation or whether he's mimicking somebody that he had heard elsewhere, but it's absolutely part of his outrageous talk. Absolutely, Jody.
Yeah, I can't stomach the man myself. I can't
Jody.
Look at him. I can't look
like
at
he's
him.
He's like McRae. You will go to the realms of a pizza delivery man, and you will deliver the pizza. And like he does like crazy stuff like that. Is that what you're referring to? To me, that when he does stuff like that, it's funny because usually it doesn't really, like, he talks about the person and doesn't talk really sexual.
It always involves. I could even bring
like,
up
you will
top
rip
of my
your
head.
Eyeballs from your head, and you will look at yourself without any eyeballs. Like some fucking crazy shit like that. I can't
oh,
do
God.
What he does, but it's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
but,
it was nice talking to everybody, and I, you know, if you take all that out of it, and I really think it's been a great season. I'm not disappointed in the play. As far as the play of Big Brother, and I agree with Paul with the big moves. They started out, I thought, with big moves, and then, you know, they're making a big move right now with getting Helen on, and thank God, because I can't stand her voice anymore. But
come on, everybody, you're doing so good, everybody. This is awesome. You guys are so awesome. This is amazing.
Do you think she's going to come back, though, you guys?
Oh, God.
Do you think she's going to come back?
She probably will. I'm hoping Judd does, or even Candace.
Me
I
too.
Wouldn't even mind Candace.
Jesse.
Yeah. Oh, I love Jesse. I really did. She has some.
I love her.
Yeah,
I hope Jesse or Candace comes
Jesse.
Back just for
yeah.
entertainment value.
Exactly. I totally agree.
Not that
agree.
Judd wouldn't do entertainment value, but I think Judd would just kind of do what they wanted, like a puppy that comes into the house, like, oh, look at the puppy. Where Candace and Jesse, they're gonna come back, and who's to say that whoever wins from that is probably gonna be HOH.
Yes, I thought of that too. I'm pretty sure that will probably happen.
I actually was going to bring that up as one of my topics tonight, and I think it will likely be, you know, whatever kind of competition they'll come up with for these four house guests, which is likely to include Helen as well. Whoever wins, I'm pretty sure that they will end up going into an endurance HOH. You remember Crazy James was voted
right.
back, and immediately after he came in, they went out to that endurance competition, remember?
Wait, Paul,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Did you say endurance competition? Wait, I haven't heard endurance competition in such a long time. Because they've forgotten that. I mean, I'm honestly, like, with the HOH competitions, I'm over the questions. Turn this,
mm-hmm.
A, B.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to the good old endurance comps?
Right.
Let's see who's got their big girl and big boy pants on. Because this,
absolutely.
When it comes to the competition, it's been really, like, I'm sorry, but I hung off a wall for 4 hours. I hung on a
mm-hmm.
freaking jungle thing for 2 hours.
Sure did.
Like, that's BS, and I think that they've really changed a lot of their what they planned on doing because of the things that have happened.
Maybe.
And it's unfortunate. I really want to see who's good at endurance. I don't know who's good at endurance. Who is?
I think the wall is coming up this next one. That's my gut feeling.
That'd be good.
I think we deserve an endurance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I agree.
And Helen won't win that, you guys. Helen would no way win that.
But you know, someone said, well, if you've noticed the endurance challenges that they've done, which honestly it's been like one or two, that the person that's lasted the longest has only lasted like an hour. Like, you know, they haven't even gone over the hour mark. But doesn't matter. Like, we want to see endurance, don't we? Can I get a hell yeah on endurance?
Hell yeah, baby!
I agree.
I want to bring up something, a topic that I want to talk about as well. And Kid Shacky in the chat just mentioned it. But how awesome and what a brand new competition was that Have Not Black Box.
I was going to bring that up too. I loved that. And I wish they put that much energy into a HOH competition. You know, they've had some good competitions this year. They really have. Just not HOH competitions.
Yeah.
Right. And those matter the most. Come on.
Yeah. Can I ask you guys something since we're all on? And I think maybe, Paul, this is going to be more directed to you. Within the past week, I don't know if you guys heard this, but I've heard that McCray might not be he might be the pizza delivery guy that we know. But that he actually has a different profession. Have you heard that?
No.
Somebody said at me, I have not researched it. I've never come across anything like that. I do know that he has a dream vocation as, you know, doing some, production work and video and comic book and that type of thing. That's what he would really love to do. But how far along he is at accomplishing that or reaching that goal, I do not know.
I thought that if anybody would know, it would be Paul. But I actually looked up his Facebook and saw a cartoon figure of McCray. So it was very interesting.
Yeah. He's dabbled in that in that stuff, and I think that he would really like to do it. But I do have a little bit of I have to rekindle it, but I do have a little end with his sister Megan, and I will maybe ask her about that and see what happens.
Oh, so wait, you've been talking to his sister?
Well, she got to know me on the fan page that was created.
What is her thoughts on Amanda's relationship? Has she been?
Yeah, really.
I have not been there in a while. The only thing I know that she said early on was she is so not his type.
Mm-hmm.
She is not his type.
Yeah.
Okay.
Michelle, she's more into him than he is into her.
I'm sorry. I had a moment.
Michelle, she's more into him.
Yeah.
I mean, totally, she's more into him than he is into her.
I think that they're not. You would not. Sometimes opposites attract, you know. I don't think that would be his type of girl or vice versa. But it's like, if you see them two, it's like they're like a married couple.
I think he wants out of this marriage at the end of the, when this show's over. They're not going to last.
Yeah.
No way.
You know what? We
no
can't
way
say
in
that.
Hell.
You never know.
I don't
you
see
know
it.
What? The big
I'll leave my words
house,
then. I don't see it.
The Big Brother house has had plenty of marriages, so you never know. But
this is different.
Amanda has told him he needs to deliver more than just pizzas to be able to afford the ring that she wants. So
if he wins, she'll take all of it. This is the bad thing. And this is why I don't want him to win, actually, you guys. Because if they really are together, and they brought this up the other night, and I totally agree with Gina Marie on that. She will spend his money no time flat. if they really are together.
She hasn't spent already, Candace. The checks are actually still wet. And the minute they walk out of the house, no, but I actually think that out of everybody, like, I don't have a favorite. Like, unfortunately, I think, like, Aaron's a good game player, and unfortunately, things that she has done has marred her. I think Amanda is a great player. Stuff has marred her. I think Helen is, like, politician, politicker. I think McCray probably has a good chance of winning. But do I have, like, a favorite? Am I, like, rooting for somebody? Like, I was, like,
it's hard to.
Rooting for, yeah, I was rooting for, like, I, that's why I want, like, either Jesse or Candace to come back, just to give
right.
me a little
me
bit something to be, like, yes, like,
yes.
Alisa
someone that we like.
Out. Yeah, Alisa
we like
was
them,
out.
Though.
Yeah, like, Alisa backing out, you know, and, like, I don't know. It's just, like, for me, it's just, like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. And it's frustrating as a Big Brother fan
right.
and as a Big
mm-hmm.
Brother player, because I really don't know where to go, who
right.
who to root for, you know?
Exactly. I agree with you.
Yeah. Candace and Paul and Cherry and Michelle, I'm going to hang up, and it's been a joy talking to you, and I sure have missed you, and I'm very happy to be back. So you guys all take care, okay?
Well,
good talking to you, Jody.
It was your day to be able to call in, so thank you so much.
Yep, thank you. Bye-bye, guys.
Oh, a question I wanted to ask you guys that watch the live feeds, because on TV Guide Network, they blocked it out. What was the story that Aaron was telling the girls in the hot tub about David? What was the horrible thing that happened? There was a death or something that happened in David's family? I didn't get the whole thing because they blocked it out. They were at a commercial, and they came back, and I'm thinking, what did she tell them?
I don't have the live feed, so that would probably be Paul or Cherry.
Paul?
I think Paul is more on top of it. Cherry's super-duper busy. She's
what was it, Paul?
Kentucky.
Paul?
Paul?
Is he there?
Paul, unmute.
Okay, I'm unmuted. What's up?
What was the story that Aaron was telling the girls last night? Because the TV Guide Network was at a commercial, and Aaron was telling them something, this really bad story that happened with David. I think he lost a family member or something. Because what exactly was the story she was telling them?
He actually hit a kid in the eye with some dirt, I believe.
He was?
He was on the beach, I think, and he somehow hit a kid in the eye with some sand or dirt or something, and the child, I think, lost his eye.
Lost his eye from what?
He was on the beach, and I'm not sure how it happened, but he hit the child in the eye with some sand or dirt or something, and the child's eye got infected or something, and the child wound up, long story short, losing his eye over it.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Oh, no.
And so, yeah, I think that was the story they were talking about.
That's crazy.
Wow.
I never heard anything like that before.
Me neither.
That's so sad.
I thought they were talking about a death or something, the way they were, because they were talking about this tragedy that happened. And Helen was even saying, you know, we wouldn't have evicted him then probably if we would have known this.
That's kind of weird to say, though. Like,
yeah.
How many people have had deaths in their family? Like,
I thought he
saw,
like, a family member be murdered or something in front of him, the way they were talking. That's what I thought that they were. I mean, it was like, oh my goodness, what's this horrible, terrible, awful tragedy? But that is a tragedy.
Oh.
I mean, that is bad.
It is, but I'd still vote him out. Not
yeah,
nothing.
I'd still vote him out too.
But all right, Miss Candace, we're going to be wrapping up the show. I know you have so much more to say, and there should be a show out there called The Candace Show. I'll just be honest with you.
Only if I could do
it
with you, Michelle.
It could be like the first 24-hour podcast in the entire nation.
Call it the Big Brother Bitch. That's what I would call it. Big brother bitch.
The 24-hour
you can call and bitch about Big Brother,
bitch.
Man. Just a 24-hour, let's crop Big Brother and bitch about it,
we
man.
We don't have 24 hours. We have 24 seconds. If you can fit everything in 24 seconds, let us know. Well, you let us know everything. But what's your last thoughts for today until
I hope Helen goes. I want to see Bully Amanda go next. I'm hoping, just like you guys, somebody lovely comes in. And to you and Brooklyn, baby, I love you, darling. Have
well,
a
Candace,
coffee on me. And my Aunt Tessie up in
coffee.
Heaven. Have a coffee on me, darling, please. Please. I love
you.
I love you.
Too.
I love you so much, darling. I do. I love you.
Wow,
have a
wow,
wonderful
wow.
night. Thank you for this great show. It was wonderful. I love being your fan, Michelle. I'm one of your big fans. I adore
you. My fans were, and the listeners, and everybody who listens to the show, you guys are my special guests tonight. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Thank you. Thank
makes
you.
Me so happy. Thank you, Candace.
You make us feel special.
Wow. Well, you have a good night, Candace. Ciao.
You too. Have a wonderful evening, everybody.
You, Candace.
Bye.
Thank you.
Mwah. Love you.
Mwah. Smooches. All right. So, Mr. Paul.
Yes, ma'am.
You are an avid live feed watcher. You know it up and down. I have three questions for you. I'm going to have the same questions for Cherry before we end the show. Number one is, who is going home, Helen or Spencer?
Helen.
Okay. Who is going to come back, Helen, Jesse, Candace, or Judd? Who do you think is going to win?
Well, it's really tough not knowing what the competition would be. That's the thing that's really driving me nuts.
All right, well, who would you want to win then? Because I know it could be anything.
I would like either Judd or Jesse to come back. Judd, I think it was so heart-wrenching to see him leave. I don't know if he can. I don't know if he can win an HOH competition, and I would like to at least see a person that comes back stay, more than 1 week. I think if it is a wall, then Jesse might have a better chance. So either of those two, I'm thinking.
Okay. And I think that either they will become HOH or they will be safe. Okay.
I don't know about the safe thing, because I don't know if they've ever done that for returning house guests, keeping them safe for a week. I don't know if that – I would feel like that wasn't fair, but I don't know.
Well, I think they did it on Big Brother Canada, didn't they? Gary Glitter. Glitter Nation. And who – if one of your picks comes back, say Judd or Jesse, out of everybody – who do you want to win HOH?
If it's not a returning person, I would like to see.
Whoever it is, you can choose one of your returning people that you pick, or somebody that's going to be in the house. Who do you want to win HOH?
I want to see McCray win HOH to see if he might do his own thing to some extent. I don't hold much hope for that, but I would like to see him.
Meaning put up Amanda?
Do something that maybe Amanda would not want him to do, just to see if he's got the cojones.
Oh, all right, Paul. All right, Miss Cherry Pie, my little cherry pie. I just wish I had a little cherry and like a Long Island iced tea, and I could eat it, and it tastes like alcohol. Anyway, went on a tangent there. All right, Miss Cherry Pie. So, who do you think is going to go? Will it be the politician, Miss Helen?
I
or
hope
will it
so.
Be Spencer?
I hope it's Helen.
All right.
I hope
Helen.
It's Helen.
Okay,
and
so
I
Helen.
And J-U-double-D come back.
Oh, the Justa.
I want to see J-U-double-D Party Darty coming back.
Okay, so J-U-double-D Party Hardy. And who do you want to win HOH?
If one of the returning house guests can win it, I'd like to see Judd win it. If one of the returning house guests can't win it, then I would like to see. That's a little tougher.
Who?
I said that's a little tougher for me.
It is tough. It's very tough. Somebody in the chat room brought up Alyssa. That would be interesting.
I don't
TV.
Want Alyssa to win it. I know people are going to hate me for saying this.
I know what you're going to say.
What am I going to say?
Spencer.
No. Gosh, never in a million years would I say Spencer. Ever. But I am going to say McCray. Because
okay.
I would like to see McCray's family photos and all his, you know, I would just like to see him get you know, some more power. And I know
we saw his Amelia week one, baby.
I know, but he hasn't won it since then. And I want to see, I know Amanda comes along with that, and I'm really kind of pissed at Amanda. She said some really kind of crappy things about the other day. She said that fibromyalgia is just a made-up disease that people make up the symptoms, and they make up things.
Oh, no, she did,
Sherry. And she said, and I'm not very sympathetic to it, even though my sister has it. And I thought, what a bitch. You know, your sister has fibromyalgia, and you aren't sympathetic to it, and
she really said
up.
That? What is wrong with her? Oh, my God.
Know.
Every time I try to give her the benefit of the doubt, she goes in. What did I say from the beginning of the season? She's going to be her own worst enemy. That girl doesn't know to shut up.
Yeah.
So I know that Amanda comes along with McCray, but I really like McCray. He is one of the people that, outside of the house, I would want to hang out with. And so
I said, Cherry, I said McCray too. If one of the returning eight house guests didn't win it, so we're on board the same way. And I'm wondering, somebody brought up, are we going to see a Pandora's box also next week?
I don't know. I mean, we'll see if Pandora's box comes out. But I would have thought Pandora's box would have came out by now. But
Well,
I guess seeing that I questioned you guys, it's going to be my turn to answer the questions, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Seeing I grilled you guys.
Yep.
All right. Well, I think that Helen's going to go. I think her politicking days are numbered. I think that Jesse or Candace is going to come back. I would love to see one of them be HOH, but I have a feeling it's going to be Alyssa.
Ugh.
And I'm saying what I think, not what I want, because that would be all these decisions that I'm saying right now would be different besides Jesse and Candace. I actually would rather see Spencer go before Helen, even though I know Helen is the bigger target. I just think, like, Spencer needs to go. I just don't even know where he lies. I don't know what he would do. But if he does stay, I kind of want to see him as HOH, not for him to get the power, just because I'd like to see what he would do. I think that he, at that point, is kind of in the middle, and it would really crack whatever's going on in the house up. But that would mean he would stay in another week. So, like I said, people, I don't want him to win. I don't want Aaron to win, but that girl has won every other freaking week that she has been able to play HOH. So, and I don't think that anybody would tell Alyssa or tell Spencer how to vote or who to pick. I think they would actually do their own thing instead of doing what the house wants.
Well, here's the deal with Alyssa. Amanda has been working her magic for weeks with Alyssa. She has told Alyssa everything that's going to be happening with Helen going home. I think there is a bond there between the two of them, and Amanda would have a great influence on Alyssa if she was the HOH. I brought up Pandora's box real quickly to return to that subject because I think a Pandora's box may release a power, kind of like Matt getting the diamond power veto. I totally see them throwing in an extra power that they haven't thrown in yet. What do you think about that?
That would be awesome. I think at this point, like, we need like stuff like that. We need, with the ridiculousness that's been going on, I'm actually surprised that there hasn't been a Pandora's box or something, a coup d'etat or whatever, diamond veto, whatever has been going on. I'm surprised that that hasn't this season. Aren't you guys a little bit with what's going on? I think MVP was kind of like the Pandora's box continuous, but as we all seen, the MVP kind of failed for me. I think it did. So I would think that would be awesome right now. I think that that's what kind of they need to do something.
Right.
But next week at this time, you guys, we will be able to see what's going on, and then we'll be able to make our decisions for the next week. Make sure you guys all listen to Thursdays with Miss Cherry and Cowboy Roundtable. They'll be live from Connecticut. Make sure you guys go to TV Talk app, download the free app, listen to me and Ronnie, listen to Cowboy and Chef Joe, and listen to, I believe it was Adam and Ronnie this week. Make sure you guys answer the talkback question. But, oh, my God, Cherry, I cannot wait to hear everything that happens, and I hope that you have such a good time and you and Rich let your hair down and just really just enjoy the couple of days that you guys have to just...
Cherry's hair is always down, right, Cherry?
It's getting pretty long, actually. I need a haircut bad.
Well, Cherry, put your hair up then, girl.
There you go.
Well, Michelle, I hope you have a great time, even though you're there on your job and you're able to meet up with some of your New York City buddies. That should be fun.
Well, I hope so. I haven't been yet, but unfortunately, I'm in, like, Queens, Brooklyn, and it's, like, where a lot of people don't want to go, so... When you're in the city, I guess it's kind of like bad.
Well, you be careful.
Don't worry about it. I got my dukes up.
Well, you know me. I'm going to worry
about
you.
They better
you.
Be careful for me. I'm more worried about them. Just kidding. I'm scared and I got my doors locked.
You better have.
I'm just kidding.
You take care of yourself. And thank you so much for being here each and every week. We adore you. You know we do. And we will be back here next Monday for another Epic Manic Monday show. We'll be here Thursday with the Big Brother 15 Roundtable show with Michael Cowboy Ellis on location from Louisville, Kentucky. And we're not sure who all our guests will be, but we'll have lots of people out there at the Urban Stampede in Louisville joining us on air. And then we'll be back here on Monday with Michelle. So keep listening in, tuning in with us week after week. I'm going to close tonight's show with Ron, as I always do. I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight and spending your time with us. We are always happy to see you in our chat room and spend some time with you. So,
and a special shout out. I'm sorry, Cherry. Special shout out to all our podcast listeners. We get tons of them, and I am so grateful that they take their time to listen if they're not able to be with us live.
Absolutely. To
heck yeah,
Pam and Craig and Sharon and all the people that we know that listen to our podcast after the live show. I know there's lots of you out there that I'm not thinking of right now, but lots of people that listen to us. Thank you all for listening to us when you can at your own availability and checking us out and listening to our show. We love and adore you, as always. even though you can't be here with us live, you join us at your own time and never miss a show. And we thank you so much for doing so. And we appreciate you so much. So big shout out to you guys, like Paul said. And a shout out to Alan Golden, 34 today and looking better
than ever.
Pardon me?
Happy birthday.
Yes, he's such a great guy. I don't know that he's going to be at the Urban Stampede this year, and I'm going to miss him because I shared a lot of time with him last year, and he actually helped me work my audio equipment for the first time last year, and he was just so much fun to hang with. I'm going to miss him if he's not there this year. So happy birthday, Alan. Adore you. So here's Ron to close the show. Take care, everybody. Have a great week. And we look forward to seeing you on Thursday night. Here's Ron.
Good night. Much love.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in. God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
It's always a great one on Manic Mondays. Thanks to Michelle and all of her special guests and fans. God bless y'all. Take care. Have a great week. Good night.
Ciao.
Bye, Michelle.